Welcome to the Future for Humanity, the podcast that encourages you to step outside the box, be weird, and live your passion for life. I'm your host, Birgitta Janström, a Swede in California and a pioneer in the Swedish coaching industry. I have devoted my life to finding the answers to two questions. What is the meaning of your life, and why are people behaving as they do? After lifelong research, the answers arrived, and it took me about 15 years to conceptualize the discovery and put it together in a user-friendly format as Life by the System. This discovery provokes traditional theories and challenges current social structures. Also, it attracts free spirits and brilliant brains. And I guess that's why you are here. In this podcast, you will meet guests in educational conversations that will change your perspective on how you interact with yourself and the world. The intention is to empower you to walk away from the conventional and inspire you to contribute to a united world in passion, peace, and performance. Over the 30 years as a coach, trainer, and speaker, I have worked with thousands of clients who were brilliant observers, had a high level of consciousness and excellent intuition. But many of them didn't take advantage of their intuitive abilities because they thought it was too intangible. And that judgment kept them in the dark of their uniqueness. However, when they realized that the fluffy stuff wouldn't turn their life upside down, they curiously began to discover new traits to exercise. When they overcame the resistance to metaphysical events, they magnified their already elevated creativity. I'm telling you this because to act on your intuition and do what creation is asking you to do is freedom. That's the freedom I want you to attain so you can discover and manifest your solution for humanity. Too many people, especially the weird ones, never get in contact with their hidden capacity because they lack support for their innovations. Since most people in their surroundings are linear thinkers, their well-meant help often clashes with the weird ones who tackle situations more based on chaos theoretical principles. If you belong to the weird ones, you will love this podcast because our guests combine and integrate complex information, detailed solutions simultaneously as they share their profound inner experiences of success and failure. Future for Humanity got its name because you and my guests are here for the future. You are here because you are weird enough to think you can change the face of the planet. It's never been so evident that humanity and society are undergoing profound changes. Humanity is in a transition into a new way of understanding life. We are moving towards a revolution of transformation where people will replace their old belief system with a new way of living. Future for Humanity is here to ease that transition and prevent a painful struggle to try and getting back to what was. The purpose is to be a bridge that provides you an internal authorization to step outside the conventional security box and inspire you to follow your intuition. I'm here to help you navigate our world more effectively and ensure you are utilizing your powerful authenticity. Because I know when people are in the position they are meant to be, competition disappears, consumption decreases, and compassion increases. And those are the ingredients humanity needs to solve our most urgent problems on our planet today. However, wherever you are on the life journey, transformation is always about to start where you are, act on what's happening, and things will unfold beyond your expectations. The first guest you are going to meet is a man who is recognized as the world's leading authority and most influential thinkers on productivity. One of his many accomplishments is a best-selling book that has been translated into 30 languages and is used in over 60 countries around the world. And Time magazine has praised the method, and I quote, "the defining self-help business book of its time," end quote. I am excited to share the conversation with David Allen, the creator of Getting Things Done. I'm excited because his GTD and himself represent so much more than a genius productivity process. In the interview, David is clarifying that GTD is a discovery and not something he came up with. I was delighted to hear those words from David himself, because that was my immediate conclusion when I found, learned, and began to use his system. His GTD magically increases traditional productivity because it's a finding that creates space for individuals to be free to be where they are. To me, Mr. Allen belongs to the weird ones, because no normal human being spend 25 years developing a process like GTD and continuously working on sharing the findings with the world. I can't wait to share the interview with you, because I know it will encourage you to move in the direction of David Allen's mission to, and I quote, "have a world where there are no problems, only projects," end quote. Thank you for being here. I'm looking forward to connecting with you, because I want you to be an active part of the future for humanity. Subscribe now so you don't miss an episode that will empower you to step outside the box and to be weird enough to make a difference in the world. Meet you soon again.